It's called the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, or SNAP, and it's part of the safety net that an estimated 1 in 6 people in Washington state count on to buy food.
SNAP is a critical piece of that safety net. It is what prevents kids and families and adults from going hungry and from skipping meals.
Marcy Bowers is with the Statewide Poverty Action Network, and she says the federal cuts to SNAP means those who are already struggling financially will have between $11 and $36 less to buy food. That's about a 13% cut in their monthly food benefits, and it's significant, says Gina Clark of Food Lifeline, a nonprofit that distributes food throughout Western Washington.
$29 to a family of three in Washington state really, really hurts. We're looking at about, that's the equivalent of about 16 meals a month that a family of three would be missing.
Clark says the reduced benefits will put more pressure on local food banks that are already stretched thin. And there's a possibility of even more cuts. Congress is considering a proposal to cut $40 billion in SNAP funding over the next 10 years. Florangela Davila, KPLU News.